sense about what's been happening.
Rob, it's making it more scary here. We're not hearing the sound of the drones buzzing above us, but the skies here are clouded with many of the drones here, sounds of drones. And judging it from the pattern, the pace of flying above this area, it looks like more of a suicidal drone, or better known as kamikaze drone. And this is just, 40 minutes apart from the attacks that was carried out by a drone here in the heart of Gaza City, a junction that is not far from here, about a couple hundred meters from this area, about 300 meters from the main gate of the Shifa Hospital, such a busy area where four people have been killed as when they were struck inside their vehicle. Almost a few minutes apart from each other, another attack in the city of Deir el-Balah, where two people were reported killed, and simultaneously an attack on a Nusayr refugee camp targeting a residential home carried out by the fighter jet, with four more children reported killed in the area. Close to 12 people reported with several injuries across the strip just in the past hour. These attacks happened without any prior warning whatsoever, caught people completely off guard, causing panic and fear, and also just confirming their what they have expressed over and over, that the ceasefire only exists on paper, and Israel has been always violating the ceasefire, starting from destroying many of the areas inside the yellow line where it has major control over it, as well as the many attacks that were carried out outside the yellow line, including this busy area, very overcrowded with many of the people who have been sheltering in the western part of Gaza City, as well as the central area, unable to go back to their homes because they are within the yellow line that is under the Israeli military control. These attacks just a stark reminder of how fragile this ceasefire has been so far. And this really military, all what